This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Robert Coles tells a story of a doctor that he knew in Boston at the hospital. He was a cancer specialist. And he came down with cancer. So he was a patient. This cancer specialist became a patient at the hospital where he treated people for years. And he was near, he was dying. He was given his diagnosis was terminal. And the hospital chaplain came in at this particular hospital. And evidently the hospital chaplain just assumed that since he's a surgeon, cancer specialist, he's not going to want to hear religious stuff. So he just sat down and said, doctor, how are you dealing with your issues, your stress, and how are you dealing with this crisis? And he just talked in those general terms, and the doctor was mad. When the chaplain left, the doctor said, I wanted him to talk to me about the Lord. I wanted him to pray with me. I wanted him to read something to me out of the Bible, and so he was really angry about it. And so the next time the chaplain came in, 2 or 3 days later, he started in again with, how are you dealing with your stress and how are you managing, your situation? And he said, I don't want to hear psychological jargon. I want you to read the Bible to me. And so the doctor reached into the side table and he pulled out what's just about at every hospital I've ever been, a Gideon Bible, and he flipped it open, and threw it in the chaplain's lap and said, read to me. I want you to listen to what page he turned to, because I really find this ironic that this is what he opened to the chaplain to read. He opened up to Psalm 69, not knowing where he'd opened the Bible to. The chaplain's embarrassed. He's nervous. He picks up the Bible, and here's what he reads to this doctor. Save me, O God, from the waters that have come up to my neck. I sink in the miry depths where there is no foothold. I have come into the deep waters. The floods engulf me. I am worn out calling for help. My throat is parched. My eyes fail looking for my God. My eyes fail looking for my God. This well-meaning, sincere chaplain was offering psychological phrases and jargon, and the doctor said, I'm looking for the Lord. I want someone to share with me the Lord God Almighty. Share with me His word, what He has to say. That's what most people are looking for, even if they don't know what they're looking for. When I talk to a person who's got guilt, I say, let's talk about it. But we don't stop there. We go on to say there is forgiveness in Christ, because that's what the atonement's all about. And I absolutely love to share 1 John 1:9 with people. I've seen grown men weep in my office over the years who, when I read this to them, it says this, if we confess our sins, He, meaning Christ, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to do something more than that, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Isn't that interesting? The Lord says, I not only will forgive you of the sin, that's the legal release from that guilt, I will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Nobody can do that other than the Lord. A person can forgive you, but they can't cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Your best friend can forgive you for hurting them, but they cannot cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Only the Lord can say, I forgive you through what I did on the cross, meaning I took your sin upon me. And I will forgive you and I will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. What does that mean? I'm not sure what it means. I just know I need it. I don't know what it means to be cleansed from all unrighteousness totally. I don't understand it. I just want it. I know that the Lord can do that in my life and He can do it in your life. Your greatest need in life is not to be happy, it's to be forgiven.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.